Ladies and gentlemen, how do?
You're tuned to the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk. With your host, Todd McCluskey. On CJSF 90.1 FM.
Episode 113 starts right now. First up, a reggae-influenced punk band that formed in London in 1977, featuring ill-fated lead singer Malcolm Owen. Here are The Ruts on The Blurred Crusade.
We'll be right back. tomato.
You're tuned to the Blurred Crusade, the best in punk and post-punk. With your host, Todd McCluskey, on CJSF 90.1 FM and online at cjsf.ca.
This is Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
The Vapors on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is the Blurred Crusade, the best in punk and post-punk. Brand new stuff from The Vapors featuring David Fenton on guitar and vocals. And that was the track Hit the Ground Running from A Wasp in a Jar 2025, their fourth studio album. They had a couple albums in the 80s. And then David Fenton went off to be a lawyer. And then in the last couple years, they've put out a couple more albums, and that being the latest. And slab dab in the middle, we had The Clash from their debut, 1977, and a song called Cheat. And we started it all off with The Ruts, Babylon's Burning, from 1979. The Ruts single was a top 10 single in the UK. The band's success cut short by the death of singer Malcolm Owens' death from heroin in 1980. Original guitarist Paul Fox passed in 2007. Original bassist and drummer John Jennings and David Ruffy continue today under the banner The Ruts DC. Getting right back into the music, these are the Stooges on the Blurred Crusade. Let me tell my wife. Listening to the Blurred Crusade, the best in punk and post-punk. I was taking a look at an online survey recently, listing the top punk rock vocalist of all time. The website I was checking out was ultimateclassicrock.com, and in at number three was Johnny Rotten, number two Joey Ramone, and the number one punk rock vocalist of all time, according to ultimateclassicrock.com, was Iggy Pop. So keeping that in mind, in that set we started off with the Stooges and No Fun from the Stooges, 1969, that off of vinyl, my own personal collection. I have the album on a 2016 reissue. Quite a nice little package, a nice band photo at the front and at the back. And I'm looking at the listings here of the personnel. Instead of Iggy Pop, he is listed as Iggy Stooge on vocals. Of course, we have Ron Ashton on guitar, Dave Alexander on bass, and Scott Ashton on drums. So we started off with Stooges, and then we got into the Ramones, Lock It Love from Rocket to Russia, 1977, and finished it all off with the Sex Pistols, 17 from Nevermind the Bollocks. The Sex Pistols continue their tour with vocalist Frank Carter, hitting, among other places, New York, Montreal, Toronto, Seattle. Additional dates to be announced in the next little while.
Indulge yourself in the cultural and folklore traditions of Italy on Il Sole Italiano every Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m.
Eravamo ancor fanciulli e ogni sera su quel prato.
No matter your disability, you likely face barriers in your everyday life. At Neil Squire, we help break those barriers down by helping you access employment, technology, and the tools you need to live your life to the fullest. As a nonprofit organization, we empower people with disabilities all across Canada, and we are here for you too. Visit neilsquire.ca to learn more.
Up next, a band supporting iBrainEater this Saturday, August 2nd, 2025, at Lanalu's in Vancouver. Here are the Repossessors on the Blurred Crusade.
Seven months of heaven, see your face in the fire.
Another cut off vinyl, again, from my personal collection. We heard the Subhumans from Vancouver. We're Alive from Incorrect Thoughts.